And right now, we're going to go to the phone lines, where we are joined by Lindsay Williams. She's the Executive Director of the Ohio Children's Trust Fund, here to talk about Child Abuse Prevention Month. And Lindsay, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And obviously coming on talking about Child Abuse Prevention Month, obviously an issue that is of great concern at any time, but certainly during these times. I remember watching the governor during one of his briefings or listening on the radio. He talked about how the reports of child abuse have dropped significantly during this coronavirus time, but he said that's not because we believe there's less child abuse going on, but because we believe there's just fewer eyes, outside eyes on these kids now that they're sheltered in place to report things that are happening in different homes. And obviously that's going to be an issue of great concern to you guys.
Yeah, sadly that is absolutely true.
Because he mentioned one of the things, obviously, when kids go to school, when they're out in public, and there's other people looking at them and seeing them. So how often, I mean, when you talk about people reporting child abuse, seeing that child abuse, how often do you get referrals from schools, maybe from neighbors? I mean, where do most of these calls come from?
Sure. So teachers, counselors, those kind of folks are mandated reporters. So that's why we think we're seeing the significant drop in child abuse and neglect reports during this time. It's down close to 50% statewide from the first half of March to the second half of March. At the Trust Fund, our work really centers around child abuse and neglect prevention. So we really focus on working with families and strengthening families and providing those supports for families with the goal of preventing child abuse and neglect and keeping those families outside of children's services system.
So are you dealing with kind of at-risk families? Are these people who maybe have had issues in the past or people who have been kind of flagged as maybe possibly having issues? How do you get involved in a family?
Yes. So the Ohio Children's Trust Fund, we are situated within the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services. We're a quasi-governmental agency, and we duly report to a 15-member board as well. And we fund services and supports within kind of the first half of the continuum of care for children's services. So for universally for all families, and then for those more at-risk families that may have, you know, some additional needs or risk factors for child abuse and neglect. So we fund a variety of programs from parent education to different means of increasing social connections for families, mentorship, kinship supports for grandparents that may be taking on a caregiver role with their grandchildren. Kind of a big breadth of services.
So what kind of skills are you looking to foster into families to help prevent situations of abuse happening?
Yeah, sure. So with April being Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Month, our campaign in April really centers around everyday Ohio heroes and the role that we all have to play in preventing child abuse and neglect. And so during this time, especially in this unprecedented time, family togetherness and physical distancing, there's really five protective factors that all of our work centers around that are absolutely key to families all of the time, but especially now. And those are parental resiliency, or kind of the ability to manage stress and bounce back after difficult times, social connections, or just having those social supports. So we've been talking a lot to families right now about, you know, how do you maintain social connections during this time when we're all physically distant? And then, of course, knowledge of parenting and child development, social emotional competency for kids. And then right now, it's especially important, too, concrete supports in times of need. So, you know, if your employment has been affected by this pandemic, where can you go to access those resources or, you know, additional, whether it's food or financial supports, those kind of things for your family?
And there are a lot of stresses being placed on families during this time. You know, I got four kids at home, and we're all cramped together in a small house, and you know, everybody's on everybody else's nerves. You know, we've been locked up in the house for weeks together, and so even in normally, you know, very good, stable, strong families, there's a lot of extra stresses being put on people just getting, you know, anytime you're locked up with another person for a long period of time, you know, you just kind of start to get on each other's nerves and stuff. So what advice would you give to folks listening out there who are just, you know, just feeling kind of a little bit of the stresses of this time of being, you know, all cooped together at the house and not able to get out like they normally do? What advice would you give to folks to kind of help manage that, and maybe some things they could do to kind of help relieve some of that?
Sure. Well, so first of all, I would say it's absolutely normal to be feeling like that. So I, like you, have four kids, and we are all cramped together, and it's definitely a challenge. So even the best families and the most together parents are going to be feeling it during this time of close family togetherness. One thing that I think is extremely helpful is to get your family on a regular structured daily routine. That kind of provides stability and consistency for the kiddos, but also for you in kind of knowing what to expect, and then can overall help reduce those stress levels. So if you have kiddos that you are working on homeschooling with, you know, providing that consistency with their education time, maybe build in some daily activities that will help to expend extra energy too, whether that's, you know, a daily walk, or maybe, you know, you throw on some music and have a dance party with the kids, that kind of thing. Regular dinner schedule, all of that good stuff. I think that's probably the biggest tip I can give. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'd say, you know, just maintaining those social connections the best you can while being physically distant. So I see and hear about so many wonderful stories where grandparents are FaceTiming with grandkids, or aunts and uncles, or teachers, you know, reading books to kids virtually, and helping them with their homework and their schoolwork virtually, and those kind of things is so important.
We're talking with Lindsay Williams from the Ohio Trust Fund about Child Abuse Prevention Month. And Lindsay, if folks are out there and suspect, what are some of the warning signs that there might be abuse happening in a home, things that people, if they see, should be concerned about and may even merit a call to someone?
Sure. So absolutely. Anytime you have a child in your life and you see any sort of major behavioral changes, it could be an indicator of abuse or neglect. If that child becomes extremely withdrawn, if maybe they become, you know, normally they're kind of laid back and they become more aggressive, those kind of things. I also would encourage, you know, if you are having kind of those virtual connections with folks, if you see, you know, change or stress between parent and child interactions, definitely any bruising or injuries that don't quite add up based off of, you know, an explanation for a parent or something like that. And so I would just say, you know, during this time where, you know, teachers, daycare providers, those folks that would typically be keeping an eye out for the kiddos where they can't, you know, we really are encouraging and relying on the community so much more to help be those eyes and ears for the children in their life.
And if someone does suspect that there might be abuse going on, what's the first call they should make? Who's the first person that they should contact?
Sure. So in Ohio, each county has a public children's services agency, and they each have their individualized numbers, but there is a statewide hotline if you're not sure what that number is to your local agency. And that number is 1-855-OH-CHILD.
1-855-OH-CHILD.
Yes.
Excellent. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time and appreciate your good work in keeping our kids safe.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.